Please welcome Glenn.
So, hi everybody. Anyway, well, when Birdie drugged me off the streets, thank God she did, and took me to the House of Refuge many years ago, it was a great feeling. I mean, I got rid of my clothes. I was wearing a bathrobe. She was in a toga. Everyone else was wearing bathrobes and togas, so it was cool. It was a hippie church. And so we just spent our time just talking, witnessing, reading the Bible. It was all wonderful, right? Very restful. It was a place of refuge for both of us. But we gave up our past addictions for a new addiction, and that addiction was religion. So we're addicted to religion now. Anyway, this other church started to fellowship with us, and tons of people started coming to the House of Refuge, and I was really confused. I didn't understand what the heck was going on. Well, they were trying to take us over, and they did. They did do, because Steve liked the type of doctrines they were preaching. It was totally different than anything else we ever heard, so Steve was in love with it, and we were in love with Steve, and we wanted to be with Steve because we trusted him, because he's the one that got us off drugs, off alcohol, and he's the one that did it. So we followed Steve right into this new church. Bathrobes went, togas went. We were wearing white shirts and ties, the guys, women were wearing dresses. It was a whole different world. And the first thing that church did, 950 members, was take us and separate us because they didn't want us influencing each other. They wanted to indoctrinate us. They wanted to make us into what they were. So they separated us all and put us in different families. I live with Cecilia and Larry and their three kids, but they're really nice to me. They treated me like a son, so I loved it. It was fantastic. Didn't know I was sort of in a trap because that was the whole deal. You fell in love with the family. Eventually, they got you caught. You're in the church. You know, you're branded. That was it. So I was a good boy. I stayed with the church programs, and there was a lot of programs. They kept you busy 24/7. They had a church, and they had a farm in Tracy, California. We worked there on Saturday and Sunday, coming back Sunday for the day service. Then there was Wednesday, Friday church meetings, and then we were fellowshipping with different churches across the United States. So we're constantly doing that, and I was so busy, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But Birdie was flourishing, so I was happy. She seemed to be coming out of her shell. She became a different person. So I was happy about that, but I was miserable because I thought, I'm sick of this. I need some time to myself. Aha, devised a plan. Since I was such a good boy for 2 years, and I stayed, you know, with all the church ideas and thoughts and, you know, did everything I was supposed to do, I went to the elders and I said, look, I'm trying to win my father. So can I have Friday night service off and then Saturday the following day? The elders looked at me and they said, yeah, sure, but you got a curfew on Saturday. You got to be home by 12 midnight. I said, okay, that's fine. So I also took off from work because, of course, they all got us jobs, but it was usually with people in the church so they could keep an eye on us. So I went to the elder and I said, I need Friday off once a month. He said, sure, no problem. Done! Woohoo! I escaped. So the next Friday, went to visit my dad, spent the whole morning with him. We had breakfast, and then I shot off to Carmel and Monterey, and I had myself a ball. I had my vacation away from the church once a month. It was fabulous. So I did that for 4 months in a row. Nobody was the wiser. It was working out great. I loved it. My little escape was working. So I take off on the fourth month, and I go visit my dad, and it's kind of overcast. And then after we finished breakfast, I took off and headed for Carmel. It started coming down, just raining like crazy. So I get through Spreckles, and I'm on my way to Carmel, and I see a sight that I just couldn't quite believe. I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. I probably will never see it again. In the pouring rain was a girl hitchhiking with what looked like a bikini. Okay, thoughts flooded my mind. The first thought was, oh my gosh, a crime has been committed. She needs help. Second thought is she was in an accident. She still needs help. And as I'm pulling over to pick her up, the last thought was she's going to open the door. Three guys are going to jump in and kill me. But luckily, it wasn't three guys. When she opened the door and pulled the seat forward, two girls, also inappropriately dressed, jumped in with a large plastic bag. She got in next to me and she says, hi, my name's Don. I'm freezing. So come to find out, what they were doing was they were hitchhiking from San Francisco to Big Sur. Can you believe that? I can't even imagine these three girls were doing that. They got a ride all the way to Salinas, however. I can understand it. They're all cute, so that's probably how they got the ride. And then they were hitchhiking to Carmel and planning on going to Big Sur, but it started raining. They were planning on camping out. So As we're driving to Carmel, they're pulling things out of the bag and getting dressed, thank God. So when we get to Carmel, I take them for a burger. Of course, they have no place to stay, so I take them to my hotel room. Stick all the girls in a queen-size bed, perfect. I'm on the floor. I'm happy, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm in a room with three women, and here I am, a fledgling Christian in this crazy church, you know, and I'm thinking, gosh, I hope they never find out about this. So, 3 o'clock in the morning, Dawn gets up, and she says, hey, you want to smoke a joint with me? And I'm like, okay. Rain had stopped. We went out. We're smoking a joint. I'm getting high. She starts talking about Christmas trees. She's Jewish. Her parents didn't believe in Christmas trees. She always wanted a Christmas tree. She says, are you a Christian? I said, well, yeah. She says, tell me about Christianity. So I did for 40 minutes. We finished the joint. She went to bed. I got back on the floor. The next morning, it was a flurry of activity. Girls were getting dressed. They were taking showers. They were putting makeup on. They were fixing their hair. So I said, okay, that's it. I'm out of here. So I stepped outside. Waited for them to get done. They all came out. I took them to breakfast. They talked me into going, taking them to Big Sur. That's fine. No problem. I had plenty of time. I could still make my curfew on Saturday. No big deal, right? So they talked me into staying for the concert. But I had to buy a campsite. So I parked my car in the campsite, went over to the concert, heard the first set, started smoking weed again. I was high. Before I knew it, it was 10:30. I wasn't going to make my curfew. I was dead. So I figured, I'm high, I'm gonna spend the night. So we went back to our campsite, and there was a group partying. We stayed out with them a little bit. They gave us a tent. We set up the tent, laid two sleeping bags on the floor. All four of us climbed in on the sleeping bags and used the last sleeping bag as a cover. And I'm laying there thinking, oh God, I'm sleeping with three women. I'm in big trouble. Anyway, nothing happened, but the following morning, we went out to breakfast again, and I felt bad for these girls. They had to hitchhike back to San Francisco. I said, okay, I'm going to take you guys home. Okay. I was already dead. I was already in trouble. Took them home to San Francisco, raced to church, missed the day service, made part of the evening service, but I was called into the office, and they just said, no more Fridays for you. You're done. You are finished. That's it. You can visit your father on Saturday, but you're going to have to be at every Friday service. And I said, okay. I didn't get busted. So everything was going fine. A month later, I walk in the church. There's Dawn with Birdie. And they're both smiling at me. Dawn is so happy to see me. She throws her arms around me. Birdie's looking at me like, where the hell do you know her from? Anyway, church starts. They see a new person. They give an altar call. Dawn gets up and goes to the front, gets saved, has an emotional experience. It was just fabulous. I was so happy for her. Came back and sat down. Pastor gets up, welcomes her to church, and then he says, would you like to say anything? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Dawn gets up. She tells a whole story from picking them up in their underwear, staying in the hotel room, going to the concert, the whole thing. The whole church is just busting up and cracking up because Glenn got busted. I looked at Cecilia, and Cecilia just goes, like that to me, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm dead. Church ends. Birdie comes up and says, okay, we're taking Dawn to Marie Callender's, but you have a meeting. And I said, really? I look up on the platform and five elders are going. So I go in the office. The reverend, he is just angry. You lied to us. And I said, no, I didn't. I went to visit my father. He said, no. You didn't tell us about all the other crap that happened. I said, I understand, but it just happened. I'm sorry, you know, I just wanted to get away for a while. He says, I don't care. Do you have an explanation for all this? Because we're going to pass judgment on you. You're in big trouble. And I looked at him and I said, out of my brain came this thought. And I just said, it was the will of God. And he said, what? I said, it's the will of God. Dawn came to church. And he looks at me. He turns bright red. And he says, I'm giving you this one. Okay, you got this one. But if this ever happens again, we're going to take you out and drown you. You understand? I don't care if 50 people come to church. If you ever lie to us again, you are dead. Get out of my office. So I walked outside, and Birdie was just like, Glenn, what happened? Did you get shunned? Did you get thrown out of Cecilia's? And I said, no, I'm fine. She said, how can you be fine? I said, well, I just told him it was the will of God. And Birdie goes, oh, my gosh. Okay, Glenn, listen. If you ever go to an ungodly concert again with three crazy girls and smoke weed, could you do me a favor? And I said, what? She says, call me.